Mark Unum's joining us now. Mark, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
I must admit, when the fields came out yesterday, I missed this one, and then our good mate Ron Duffersey tweeted about it, and I thought, hang on a sec, I better just try and clarify this. In the Dulcify on Saturday, Josh Parr is riding Shadow Hero, your horse, and Jay Ford is now riding Castel Vecchio. Was it a simple case that your horse was always going to this race?
Yes, my horse always going there. I'd booked Josh for him. And, you know, I only became aware that Castel Vecchio might run in the Dulcify when the nominations came out. But, Josh had a firm booking for my horse, and that's what it was.
Understand. It was just a bit of a surprise when you looked at it because Josh has been linked to Castel Vecchio. But as you say, Richard sort of had been toing and froing, and jockeys' bookings, they normally sort of can happen, well, up to 2 weeks out, really, can't they?
Oh, yeah, look, Dave, yeah, I'm not sure of when. It was probably, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago that I booked Josh for the horse. And, but, you know, his program's been set from the time he left Brisbane. You know, he was always going to run in the Dulcify, the Gloaming, and the Spring Champion, and then on to Victoria.
Yeah. And Josh has obviously ridden the horse in a trial a couple of times. He's never ridden him in a race, but he's obviously ridden the horse.
Yeah, and look, he likes him. He's an easy horse to like. He's only had the 3 starts. He's won a listed race and run 4th in a Group 1. So he's a really good staying horse. Whether he can be sharp enough at 1,500 metres from the outside draw, especially with Rose Hill, a 6-metre rail, that's questionable. But I would say once he gets up to the 1,800 and further on to the 2,000 and further, he'll be very effective.
Okay. So, yeah, that barrier just makes it a bit hard. Although the races that we've seen in Brisbane, particularly the Atkins, he got a fair way back there.
Yeah, he hasn't got much gate speed, and that's been him the whole way along. But look, he relaxes well, he conserves energy, and he's very strong at the finish. I had a ride on him yesterday morning at Warwick Farm and just wanted to have a feel how he was going into the race, and I couldn't have been happier with his work. So he's going there in really good order, but he'll definitely improve going up in trip.
Okay. And we're looking forward to that. So it's the Gloaming after Saturday, and then you'll wait and see what happens after. You know, you've certainly got Melbourne in mind.
Oh, look, he'll be Spring Champion Stakes. Will be his first goal in Sydney,
yep.
Group 1, 2000.
Yep.
It's had a good prize money boost this year as well.
Yep.
And then we'll look at Victoria after that, whether he goes straight into the Victoria Derby or he runs in the Vase at Moonee Valley the week before. We'll just assess that after the Spring Champion.
Understand. Relate to us what you felt of Scarlet Dream on the weekend.
Well, I'd say at the start of the day, my expectations were very high, but they'd lowered considerably by the time the last came around, just with the way the track was playing with the rail out and the wind. It was certainly not an advantage to get back. So I was more than pleased with her effort to finish second, given the way the track was. And she's come through it really well. She'll go into the Kingston Town now, which Saturday week. She drops down to 53 there, so Tommy Berry will ride her, and that should be that'll be her final lead up into the Metropolitan.
Into the Metro, okay. Well, she certainly hit the line, as we know, with that wind and everything. It did play with the horses up the front, but she made really good ground, Scarlet Dream. All right, well, we look forward to Shadow Hero. You've explained it that Josh had been booked a week and a half or so ago for this ride, and Castel Vecchio going the other way brought about the change. I guess the most obvious question, Mark, have you made a booking for Josh Parr into the future beyond Saturday?
No, we haven't. And look, I'm sure that, you know, the horse will run well enough for him to make a commitment. And, you know, if it comes to the stage where Castel Vecchio decides that he's going on the same path, well, Josh will have a decision to make then. You know, that's purely a business decision by him, which way he wants to go. But look, if your horse is going well enough with the depth of rider in Sydney at the moment, it's not too difficult. But
no.
Look, Josh and I have got a great association. He rides a lot of my horses, and we've had a lot of luck together. And look, whether it's with this horse or another horse, I don't think that'll change too much.
All right, we'll wait and see into the future, but he certainly rides on the weekend. Thanks a lot, Mark. Really appreciate you coming on and just clarifying it for us.
No trouble, Andrew.